Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Welcome to the Kimmer Show podcast on Extra 106.3.
It's only me, it's only the Kimmer. Did you know back in 1983, I was in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. And
focus!
Sorry. Get in touch with the show on thekimmershow.net. Was that a whale?
Manatees.
Oh, manatees.
It's the Homosassa Springs live camera. You can watch them float around. It's pretty cool.
Well, at least they don't move. I've seen many live manatees when I was down in Florida. Yeah. And they're really, they scare the crap. If you see them coming, they look weird. But
they swim right next to the alligators, and alligators won't touch them.
I don't know why that is.
It's because of their fat content. The alligators can't digest them very well.
I'll be damned. And of course, the danger is they go to all where the heating plants are to get all the hot water coming out of electric plants and stuff, and they get hit by propellers on fishing boats and everything. But
yeah, don't feed them. Don't feed them.
No, don't. Yeah, you can't. Otherwise, they'll
come close to the boats if you feed them, and that's not good.
It's a bad thing. Okay. Have you ever lost a wallet?
Yes. I've told you that story where I know there's a God. When I lost mine at Stone Mountain that time, and I went back the next morning. So.
And it was that you found it.
Well, it was. We had been drunk all day drinking, and I just got paid. And that you live paycheck by paycheck,
right.
In 1980.
Yeah.
And I just got paid with two checks, like $700. So that was like 2 months worth of.
That's a lot of money back then.
What
we were
rent,
doing in 1980.
You know, rent was $200. Yeah. You know, something like that. And I got the next day. I couldn't find my wallet. And we talked our way back into Stone Mountain Park at like 7 in the morning. And it's this huge waterway under a spillway. And I walked up and down. And I said, I can't find it. And she said, well, come back. You got to go to work. And I walked back out. I stubbed my toe under a rock, under the water. And it felt squishy. And I go, there's no way this is. Oh, God, please. And I pulled out my wallet.
That is unbelievable. Do you believe that story?
And I said, there is a God. Yeah. I held it up and said, there is a God.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I had my heart doctor appointment. And so a half hour before the appointment, I took a shower and I'm putting on my clothes, and I keep my wallet in my pants pocket. So when I picked out a pair of jeans to wear and I put the wallet in pants. Okay. So when I came down in the morning to put on my pants, I realized my wallet wasn't in there. And so I started frantically looking. I said, well, I wonder if I left it over here. And I looked and looked and looked. And I thought, geez, I didn't take it out to call anybody on the phone to look up a credit card number. So I didn't take it out of my thing. And I looked in the car. And I looked in the trash barrels. I looked in the refrigerator. I looked in the freezer. I mean, I honest to God, I did. I looked in closets. I went upstairs. I looked in places. I looked in the upstairs bathroom, which I haven't been in 9 years. I mean, basically, I never go in there. I looked everywhere and I couldn't find it. I looked in the car because I sometimes when I go to the stable, I put stuff in the car console and stuff like that. And I looked and I said, oh, God. And you know, what happens when you can't find your wallet? Driver's license, credit cards, social. Maybe I don't keep it in my social security card near anymore because you could lose it. But, you know, my carry permit, although that's not required anymore, but still it's an ID thing. My insurance cards, all this stuff, plus baby pictures from 1972. I mean, you know, anyway. So I start I call places I've been the last 2 days for knowing that there's no way that I didn't walk out of Publix with my wallet because I put it anyway. And I still called everybody and I'm going frantic for a couple hours and I'm ready to go to the doctor. And I call him and I say, I can't make my appointment. I don't have a driver's license. If I get caught, I'm going to jail. Well, my wallet's gone. And I said, so can I make, it was just a checkup. It wasn't like I was, having an emergency. And he said, well, I'll have to call you back and make another appointment. So here we go. And so now I'm just absolutely frantic. I'm screaming and I'm going out of town next week with no ID, no credit cards, no wallet, no license. I mean, see what I'm, oh my God. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not, I'm not going anywhere. So immediately I called my bank, Adam Thomas at UBS. He has my credit card. I have a bank card and then I have one Visa thing. And so I canceled the Visa card. I called UBS. I don't want anybody to take it. If my wallet's gone, I don't want them to start charging stuff.
The thing is you can put all that stuff on hold.
I also called I canceled my Exxon credit card. I told them it was lost to send me a new one, and they said, okay. Although that was all automated, so I never actually talked to a person. But anyway, so I'm canceling these credit cards, and then as I'm ready, I talked to the doctor, and he said, well, we can get you in at later on this afternoon. And so I said, okay. So I got in my car, and I was going to go to the driver's license bureau, which is not that far away, hoping I wouldn't get pulled over in the meantime to just get a temporary something. And I said, I'll take one more look. And I looked in the thing, and I found my freaking wallet.
Really?
And of course, it was too late to uncancel all of my credit cards. So now I have
That's why you put them on hold.
Yeah, well, there's no such thing.
Yes, there is.
No, there wasn't.
They do TV commercials saying just call up and put it on hold.
Well, no, they didn't say that on the prompting
we're gonna do
I
the
got.
Ads we did earlier. It's only been on TV for like 3 years now.
They never said if you want to put it on hold, dial 2.
Well, they expect you to know what you're doing and you want to cancel them.
Oh, you're supposed to know their rules without ever talking to them. Oh, anyway, I did what you're supposed to do, cancel me, but da 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 da. So now, now I got no credit cards. And I figured, oh, Christ, I got like $9 in my pocket and I got to last me until I get a new credit card. you got to be kidding. What am I going to do now? So thank God my Adam at UBS and his girls over there overnighted me one. I just got a new credit card I can use. But again, I don't have my Exxon Mobil card, so I'm going to be paying cash for everything until I can get the other credit card in. But the thing is, it drove me nuts. And then I had to make another appointment. The doctor said, well, we can get you in this afternoon. So then because of my stupid idiocy by not being able to find my wallet, I blew my whole day. And that affected everything else I had planned to do to get done that now I couldn't do because I had to go to the doctor. And by the way, I walk in there and I say, I can't pay you because I don't have a credit card and or enough cash in my pocket to pay the copay for the doctor's office, which is 50 or 100 bucks or something. No, they said, we'll bill you. We know who you are. We'll bill you. In fact, it was Dr. Adakaran, and Dr. Adakaran has a lot of patients who used to listen to our show. And so every time they go in, they say, how's the Kimmer? And by the way, he couldn't believe it. 30 pounds? You've lost it. Anyway, and so I told him again, and I said, by the way, take my blood pressure right now. I'll bet it's 300 over 200. And actually, they let me rest for about 4 or 5 minutes and took my blood pressure. It was 110 over 65, which is way good for everything that I've, I mean, especially, the 65 is a little low. Usually it's 70 to 90, but she said, no, that's, you're doing great. So the medicine's working. So the modern medicine, I'm taking pills for my high blood pressure and it works. I've looked in the dishwasher. I looked in the washing machine.
Where
and
was
dryer.
It? It was in the car.
It was in my car.
It
was my wallet's dark and my car seat's dark and it was wedged in a thing and it must have,
Get you a light.
I know. I've got it. I know. I
told you, that's why you always carry a flashlight in your car, a gun in your car, and an overnight bag.
Yeah, I do. I've always.
You don't
but
keep
again,
the gun in your car.
I thought I'd put my hand everywhere it could have gone, and obviously I blew it. I mean, I blew it. It was my fault.
You panicked.
I screwed up. And I panicked and I freaked out and I probably lost 8 pounds in sweat. I was soaking wet. I was so mad and so upset. That, oh my God, I'm going out of town. How can I go to the airport, Eva? I mean, you know what I'm going to go through? I was totally freaking.
Let me ask our listeners. The old trick was, I haven't flown in like 8-9 years, okay?
Wow, really?
So, yeah, last time I went to London. So
it's been a couple years for me.
If I fly again next week.
Yeah.
Is it still the trick to go to the international parking and park there and just take the little shuttle bus to international and then you can walk over? Because it used to be quicker.
We need help because they've changed. The parking garage situation is horrible. They've
that's
shut down a whole crap load of them. Well,
there's a service I use that's right next to the airport.
Park
Peachy
go.
Park or something like that.
Yeah, I've done that.
That's what I do.
That's probably
your
smart.
Car is more secure there than it is at the airport.
That's true.
Yeah, I wouldn't. They're shutting.
That's what, again, with your Porsche.
I don't think I'd park it down.
No. And have you seen the new concourse they're rebuilding for $1 billion or something to make it bigger? D concourse is shrimpy. Anyway, one more thing about my freaking out. And it ruined my day and it ruined my schedule because the things I had to do, I couldn't do. And I was trying to get stuff for But I was having a bad day. And so I got to hankering. I didn't really have anything to eat. I didn't know what I was going to eat for dinner. And I got a hankering. And so I made some of my sweet late dear mother's famous thingy wingies. I put this on Facebook.
What are thingy wingies, Cameron?
I did a video of my thingy wingies. Thingy wingies are hot dog buns filled with a delicious luncheon concoction where you make tuna fish, and in my opinion, the only kind of tuna fish to use is white albacore from Bumblebee in oil. And you squeeze the oil out. I mean, get most of the oil out. You don't want it oily. So get the oil, squeeze the oil out. But plenty of mayonnaise. Make the tuna fish with mayonnaise. And you can put onion in there if you want to. Some people put other things. I wouldn't. But a little onion's fine if you want. And then you make hard-boiled eggs. And for one can of tuna fish, I would use two hard-boiled eggs. Chop them up and put them one through one squinky thing on a little egg squeecher. And put that in there. Mix it up with mayonnaise, a little onion if you want to. Or, you know, salt and pepper, things like that. And then you take a brick of Velveeta cheese and you cube it. You take little cubes about as big as your thumbnail, but square chunks of Velveeta cheese, and you put them through the tuna fish and eggs and chopped egg concoction, and then you stuff that into hot dog bun. I put butter in the hot dog bun, both sides of the hot dog bun inside, and then stuff it with that tuna fish and egg with the Velveeta chunks in there. And then toast that baby until it's melted and toasty. You see the video. Go to the Facebook Facebook page. My personal one and the podcast feed. I'll tell you what.
Flounder.
It's freaking delicious. You'll love it.
When was the last time you ever had Spam or Velveeta?
Never.
All right, then.
I love Spam. I haven't had Spam in years, but I used to make Spam sandwiches, like fried, a grilled spam, cheese, spam, grilled spam, spam and spam. Cheese sandwich. You've never had grilled Spam and cheese sandwich?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, my God. Spam is great. I'm going to go buy some Spam tonight, by God. Now that I got my credit card, I can go to the store.
Got pig?
I was afraid to drive. Yesterday I was trapped in the house because I didn't have a lot of gas in the car and I only had a few dollars. So I went to the stable and back and stayed home because I was afraid I wouldn't have enough money for $5 gasoline in my car. So I'm not.
Does Velveeta still come in this like a coat? 12-pack or something?
Well, two things.
Block?
They still come in the big blocks. But if you go to the store in one of their, I don't know whether it's the kosher section or the, it's not the dairy section, but on one of the shelves are the
dairy.
Smaller, no, it's not dairy. So it's like the fake cheese section, whatever that is. You'll see the small boxes, like 4-inch box of Velveeta. They're in. I had to go look for it. It's in there somewhere.
I can't remember last time I saw Velveeta anywhere.
It's like in the section where they have the Goya beans and stuff like that, I think, like Mexican food maybe. Or
what the hell is Velveeta?
It's a processed cheese-like substance. I don't want to
sign me up for
I
that.
I don't want to know what it is. I don't want to know what's in a hot dog.
Comes for the Velveeta bush.
You have beetle feet, you know, bug antennas.
The country of Velveeta, somewhere near Albania.
Anyway, so I made...
Hell, Velveeta.
So I made my comfort food of my mother's thingy wingies, and I got a lot of reaction on that, including from Deborah, who wrote in, cheer up, Buttercup. It'll be better tomorrow. You know, I love it when girls call me Buttercup. Hey, it's the Kimmer. How's it going? Did you know that Neil Bortz and I did our first ever live event together on XTRA 106.3? Oh, it was spectacular. You know, you can find it all on thekimmershow.net.
This is the Kimmer Show Podcast on Extra 106.3.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.
And now back to the Kimmer Show Podcast on Extra 106.3.
Hey, it's only me. It's only the Kimmer. Did you know you can watch my podcast? I didn't either, but I'm told it's on YouTube. Find the link at thekimmershow.net. No. My head is exploding. I am so freaking angry about this. Right. Honestly, my overwhelming thought, I've been thinking about, I'm obsessed about this thought. I'm actually in one way, I am hoping that they declare martial law. Because if they do, I'm packing up all my guns and I'll leave it hanging there. In fact, one of my theories behind this whole business is that the Dems are trying to start another January 6th, mostly peaceful, Ashley Babbitt Day.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
They're hoping that the Trump people will come out and really riot and burn something,
maybe
which is
should.
What they did. And frankly, I'll be there this time. I'll be there this time. If I'm not calling for it. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm not being a role model right now. I'm telling you what I think. And if you don't like it, you got kids in the car, fine. Please do your thing. I've never had a problem with you being yourself. But I'm being myself. I am so angry. The FBI from now on is period on my list. If anybody at the FBI ever comes to me and says, we need to talk to you, I can say, kiss my ass. I'm not talking. I'm not going with you. I'm not doing a thing. Wrestle me to the ground and handcuff my ass. And yeah, I'm done. I am so freaking angry about this. God, and there's a million things that, I mean, the issues about it too. Just a million issues about it. I don't even know where to start. A couple things. Donald Trump has released a statement saying, apparently he's taken the Fifth during a hearing in New York right now concerning his New York thing, but he's taken the Fifth Amendment on that. Donald Trump released a statement saying the FBI and others from the federal government would not let anyone, including my lawyers, be anywhere near the areas they were rummaged and otherwise looked at during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Do you notice the Democrats are saying, well, it wasn't a raid. I mean, it was a planned,
Yeah, liberals on Twitter are saying, stop using the word raid.
It wasn't a raid.
They changed
it makes it
the
sound
meaning
like
of
it
everything.
Was, yeah, that's here. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Orwellian.
I mean, how could any decent, law-abiding, average American citizen not say, wait a minute, how could you not say that's a raid? In the dark of early morn before dawn, 30 agents with machine guns show up in bulletproof vests to take over your home? Mm-hmm. And you don't think that's a raid? They rummaged through Mar-a-Lago. Everyone was, Trump goes on to say, everyone was asked to leave the premises. They wanted to be left alone without any witnesses to see what they were doing, taking, or hopefully not planting. Why did they strongly insist on having nobody watching them, everybody out? Obama and Clinton were never raided despite big disputes. We got a lot to talk about that, about those other things. And Comey and Loretta Lynch. And I mean, it was just, the judge, the Epstein judge. Anyway, not only did they spend 9.5 hours, they spent hours in Melania's closet going sniffing her panties and going through her lingerie.
They were dressing up in the dresses.
Looking for evidence in her panties?
Yeah. No, they're dressing up as her.
Pretending to, because, hey, probably going through her high heel collection,
Yeah.
All this stylish stuff in the back of the closet, freaking fetish perverts. I mean, how do you explain any of this? Looking for documents in her underpants?
It's a banana republic.
They weren't looking for documents. They might have gotten a Kim Jong-il letter he wrote to Donald Trump when he was president that he took. And by the way, let's remember, while I'm thinking of it, that the FBI director Comey, while FBI director, took secret classified documents from the office, took them home, and then leaked them to a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they raided his house. They raided Comey's house. Oh, no, they didn't raid Comey's house. They raided the reporter. Oh, no, they didn't raid the reporter. No, they didn't raid anybody else's house, or did they? Or remember Loretta Lynch, when she met with they didn't raid her house to see what she might have done. Or McCabe, when he lied to Congress and they got caught in a lie. I guess when they raided his, they didn't raid his house either. The last four FBI directors, they didn't raid anybody's house here except Donald Trump, which, by the way, has never been done before for an historical document charge. I mean, 30 FBI agents with machine guns in the middle of the dark, 9.5 hours, and they made his lawyer stand outside in the sun for 100-degree weather in Florida and would not let him even on the front porch. They made him stand at the end of the driveway. They would not let them witness anything from the front steps. I mean, oh man! I mean, I'm so freaking mad about this whole deal. Do you see what Hillary's doing? She's making money off the meme and the logo, but the emails. Hillary Rodham, Pea Stinky Fart Cabbage, is now selling merchandise. She went on social media. She's selling merchandise, and it says, but the emails, and it's their picture, a picture of her with the big, that nasty smirk on her face, saying, ha, 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 ha. Everybody's saying, yeah, but they got Trump, but yeah, what about Hillary's emails? I mean, and so, yeah, but the emails. And she's making money off it, raising money off it to mock Donald Trump and how the FBI went after him and would never go after her.
Because she got away with it.
Because she definitely got away with it. She was never under oath. She acid washed 30,000 federally subpoenaed emails. Can you imagine the balls on this woman who subpoenaed more than 30,000 emails and she erased them? And nothing happened. They had an interview with her and her lawyers, never put her under oath, allowed her to, in fact, I remember, was it Comey who said, when they asked him, well, how come she was never charged with having her own, she had her own server. Talk about official documents. My God, man. And when they asked Comey, how come she was never charged? He says, oh, we don't charge people for things like for an email. We don't charge people for that. I'm freaking dying. And Comey, of course, got away with the whole thing. Mike Flynn, there was an FBI agent who got caught in writing saying to the investigators when they called Mike Flynn in, when we do this interview with Mike Flynn, who was the incoming national security advisor with Donald Trump, one of the jobs of the incoming national security advisor is to talk with foreign leaders. So he talked with foreign leaders, and then they tried to set him up in a sting where one of the FBI agents said, now, do we really want to find out stuff, or do we want to do this in the step where we set him up to catch him in a lie? He actually wrote it down. Do you want to set him up in a lie, or are we actually trying to find out something? And they set him up and caught him in a lie. They, you know, it was something like, well, did you talk to this man? No, I didn't talk to that guy. And because he actually did talk to the guy, even though there was nothing wrong with it, they caught him for lying. And then they said, and he said, geez, what are you, come on, you set me up. And he said, well, if you don't plead guilty, we're going to arrest your son. Remember, they went after his son and said, you know, this Logan Act bull business. I mean, honestly, this whole, my freaking head's exploding. No raid on Hunter Biden's house. No raid on those FBI agents' houses. Those FBI, no raid on Peter Strzok's house. No raid on Lisa Gummy Bear's house. I mean, no raid on anybody of these people's houses. I guarantee the Dems are hoping for another riot. I heard Democrats on the liberal media saying things like, I'm going to remember where I was on this day when they got Donald Trump.
It.
Oh, my
the
God.
And justifies
so,
the means.
They're so excited. And you know they're not looking for official documents. They're trying to stumble up. Wow, 9.5 hours looking for paperwork?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh, they're going to find something.
Yeah. And when they do, you know, they use it as a pretense. Well, we would have found this anyway, but we stumbled across a judge, and so they could use it in court. And we'll talk about that judge here in a second, too.
It's all to keep him from running. Even the Democrats see through this. Yeah. It's all to keep him from running.
If he's convicted of a crime, he will not be allowed to run.
This is just to smear him. No, it's even if he doesn't get convicted, this is to smear him and cause a lot of the independents to go.
I think that's going to backfire. But
we'll see.
We'll see.
If they
don't steal another election. But again, it's obviously a scheme. Whether they want to have him just embarrassed so he can't run, or hoping that if he does run, he'll be so embarrassed he won't win, or get him convicted, which means he won't be able to run for president again, which I think was the original.
Stall him if they want to play these games.
I know.
I mean, they keep saying we shouldn't do this, shouldn't do this. At what point, though, do you say enough's enough and we do take a stand?
I know.
And we know it's what they want, but at what point do they realize we outnumber them?
Yeah, yeah. I hope this is going to backfire. And again, the issue is the hatred for Donald Trump, and that's never going to go away. I'm hoping that just basic, decent suburban dwellers, people who, you know, go to work and have kids in school and take a vacation if they can afford it, and they're worried about the price of gas and everything else. I mean, just your average basic American is stopping to say, wait, this doesn't seem right. This isn't right. Are they still going after Trump? You know, I mean, my God, when Putitat got out of office and when Bush W got out of office, they were gone. It was over. I mean, you don't you see Putty Tat a lot and being interviewed on TV
that
every
was
week,
our history. That yeah. the president, you didn't go after the previous regimes.
Right. It was just, you know, they had their thing. They're done. They're not part of the current thing. It's over. That's you read the history books and you can read all about them.
They're going after him because he's still a threat.
Yeah,
he's a threat, to all of them.
Yeah.
Republican and Democrat.
I know. And of course, let's talk about that judge. The judge was a very powerful prosecutor, federal prosecutor. And when Epstein got in trouble, he gave up his prosecutor job to represent the guys who helped Jeffrey Epstein on Sodomy Island with the underage girls. And that was that's the now. OK, everybody deserves a lawyer, and the lawyers represent murderers and killers and rapists and everything else. So, you know, you can't ethically criticize a judge because he represented somebody who may be a shady son of a bitch. However, when this judge also is a guy who is a donor to Hillary Rodham, Pea Sticky Fart Cabbage and Biden
and Obama
and has been a Democrat activist. And clearly did this to, I mean, I think they're, and by the way, how come Epstein, how come they never raided the homes of all the people to find all the books and the people in, linked to Jeffrey Epstein? You know, how come they didn't raid the Clintons' homes to, for that issue, if nothing else?
You know why?
Yeah, exactly. And again, this judge, you know, if your whole history, if your public history is Democratic activism, then it's legitimate to say, wait a minute, something stinks here. It's not just a lawyer representing the scum of the earth, which we want. We want lawyers to represent all of us, because one day I'll get caught doing something stupid and I know I want a lawyer to represent me. So ethically, everybody should get him, should be able to have a lawyer if you're in trouble and need a lawyer. But when your career is based on this kind of thing, and then you're the judge, by the way, I wonder if they went to other judges first. They probably would have known this guy would do it. But I wonder if they tried to get other judges who said, no, I want no part of this. I'd like to find that out.
This isn't a coincidence that this guy did it.
Yeah. Well, I assume that they knew that he was going to be on their side, and so they went to him. That's why they went to him. But you never know. They might have gone to – I heard Hershowitz, Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz interviewed the other day. He lives on Martha's Vineyard. He says he doesn't have any friends anymore. They've shut him out. He was invited to speak at the public library on Martha's Vineyard, and it was a ceremony or a celebration of independence or people or something. And then they called him right before it was going to happen. He said, "We can't invite you after all, because everybody said if you come that they're not coming." He said he can't go. He's lost his friends. Alan Dershowitz, who's a screaming liberal, because he supported a couple issues of Donald Trump, he's ostracized and blackballed from his own liberal constituency. It's unbelievable.
He's trying to be fair
because he's a decent law-abiding. I mean, I don't know whether he was on Sodomy Island. He said he there was his wife and family, so I don't. You know, they tried to link him to that. You know, tried to smear him for that. I just don't believe it. And every time I've seen him interviewed, and I mean, he amazes me with his legal mind and his sense of decency. His sense of what's that guy Turley? John Turley shows up on Fox once in a while. The lawyer, you know, these guys sound very reasonable. You know, they're just reasonable. They sound like they make a lot of sense.
That's why everybody used to sound like that.
Like Democrats used to be. The Democrats were in favor of free speech and everybody gets a break. And you know, you can't stop me from saying what I want to say, but that was the Democrat Party. It was the Republicans who were shut up and love it or leave it, or you know, my country or get out.
Is there any finer example of this that proves they're not Democrats anymore? They're Marxists, and the end justifies the means. And when you're in power, you use that power to crush your opponent. This is what Marxists do. They're not Democrats anymore.
Yeah, yeah. A couple things. Let's go back again for how the fix was in the Bob Mueller report. Remember when he was under oath and testifying about the report before Congress, one of the questions was they asked him about the GPS, this Fusion GPS company, which was at the beginning of Hillary's attempt to start the coup. I mean, that's what began it all. And he said, I don't know what that is. How could Mueller not know what GPS was? It was it was the basis of the coup attempt, and he said, "I don't know what that is." That was the beginning of the coup. McCabe lied under oath and got away with it. Comey lied under oath, and Comey's famous for saying, "No, that's not the way I recall it. No, that's not what we were doing." Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Director. God. A couple things made it on Twitter. If the FBI raided Donald Trump because they are looking for Hunter's laptop, Hillary's emails, Epstein's client list, information on Joe Biden's Chinese business dealings, or secrets that Fang Fang got from Eric Swalwell, they're looking in the wrong place. Another one, Eric Swalwell banged Fang Fang, a Chinese spy, for months. He has a top secret security clearance, at least. Was he ever investigated by the DOJ or the FBI? No. And one of my favorite memes is a picture of Eric Swalwell with Fang Fang, little Chinese horse spy. And she's they're both smiling, and she's got her finger, she has her index finger and her thumb about 1 inch apart, like making a little teeny weeny sign, holding it up next to Eric. And she says, Fang Fang still loves the little man, long time. Which I think was fairly amusing.
Here's what The Onion said. Relieved Trump thought Mar-a-Lago raid was about all the bodies. I just assumed, thank God, when I first heard it was a search warrant. I thought they were there for the human remains hidden everywhere.
I love it. A couple of very interesting memes to think about involving this as well, by the way. Here's a list of the homes that have not been raided by the FBI. Adam Schiff for brains, Eric Swalwell, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi Jr., Epstein's clients. Paul Pelosi Jr. went on the trip to Asia, including Taiwan, with Nancy, and they just signed, President Potato Head just signed the bill, giving billions of dollars in relief, so that now her son, who, by the way, has interests in, not titanium, what's the metal that he used for all the batteries?
Adamantium.
Anyway, he's got interest in
lithium.
Yeah, he's got interest in the Chinese lithium mines. And so he's got to be celebrating like crap. Paul Pelosi Jr.,
yeah.
The kid.
It's all, they're doing it right in front of our face and laughing.
Not off the old block. I mean,
there's nobody to stop them now. There's no FBI. Right. There's no DOJ. The media is all for them. There's no one to stop them now.
Yep.
Except you to go vote them out of office.
So, there were two congressmen whose names escape me at the moment who were pulled over by the FBI. One of them, a Republican congressman, was stopped with his family, and the FBI wanted to question him, and he said, I'm not going to talk to you. And they said, well, we are going to take your cell phone. And they took his phone. While he was out with his family, they took his phone. They had a subpoena for his phone. That's two congressmen now have had their phones subpoenaed and taken by the FBI. This is all January 6th. They're trying to make a link to some kind of conspiracy, and they're going after Republican. Congressman Thomas Hearn. Representative Thomas Massey says the FBI is a disgrace. Trump should have kept a backup of Hunter Biden's hard drive in his safe since the FBI hasn't been able to locate it yet, which I think is fairly amusing. A quote from one of my favorite historical figures, a man's rights rest in three boxes, the ballot box, the jury box, and the cartridge box. Frederick Douglass. Kerry Lake, who won the Arizona governorship primary, one of Donald Trump's key figures. Kerry Lake says, hey, FBI, any interest in Hunter Biden's laptop? Asking for a friend of mine that was raided today. Mike Pompeo, executing a warrant against ex-president of the United States is dangerous. The apparent political weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI is shameful. AG, the Attorney General, must explain why 250 years of practice was upended with this raid. This is Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State. I served on Benghazi. Was he also the CIA director, if I'm not mistaken? Anyway, Mike Pompeo. I served on the Benghazi committee where we proved Hillary possessed classified information. We did not raid her home. Brittany Hughes, if Donald Trump did take something, he should have hidden it under Hunter's pile of hookers and blow. No one ever looks there. Oh, my my God. When you find out the judge who signed the warrant against Trump had Epstein ties and donated to Obama and the Democrats, it makes me real tired, boss. Anyway, just there's one after another after another. I mean, I'm honestly so angry. I want a war. I want a revolution. I really want them to declare martial law. And I want the FBI to send agents to people's houses who know they have guns. And I've bought over the last... I'm going to roll my voice now. I have over the last... Well,
don't say what you have.
I won't say what I have, but I will say this. I had one of my clients back in the early 90s, 30 years ago, was a gun shop. And so they didn't have any money. So instead of giving me money, they gave me guns to do their commercials for them. It was a trade-out, but same thing you do with cars or whatever. And so, you know, and I was preparing myself, and I'm preparing for this day. I'm telling you, if there's martial law declared and they come for my guns, I'm going to die in a hail of gunfire.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I am so mad. I don't trust. Honestly, they can all kiss my ass. And this is the same government that just hired 87,000 new IRS agents to go. And okay, here's another funny little fact. The Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, it's by design not allowed to be partisan, has come out with an observation that 90% of the money raised from the new IRS investigation team, 90% of the money they raise will come from people making under $200,000.
Yeah.
90%. Which, of course, is exactly the opposite of what, I mean, you know, and it's free.
They lied,
and then Biden told them on the inflation rate today, a little tidbit. This is hysterical.
Looked right in the cameras today and said there's zero inflation, 0% inflation right now.
No, of course.
This is a man who hasn't had to worry about a bill or paying a bill or a grocery or gone on a, hadn't worried about that in 40 years.
Yeah. The inflation didn't go up higher than it already had in record amounts for 1 month. So he said, well, there's no inflation. It's zero.
Last month, it was 8.5.
Yeah, it's still 8.5% over last year. I mean, it's still way, you know, but because it didn't go up from the month before.
They're looking right at you now
and
lying, and they know you know they're lying, and they don't care because, once again, there's no one to stop.
And he's hiding behind his sunglasses now. You notice that all the time. And the reason is they're saying they're giving him so many drugs to keep him alive.
He couldn't even get his coat on.
I was going to talk about it. Have you seen that video? He looked like a second grader going, getting ready for his snowshoes. And his snow jacket on in New England.
I can't lower my arms.
Where's my gloves?
I can't
get my arm down. His wife, the enabler, had to put on his freaking jacket. I mean, come on. And they're saying he has to take so many drugs to function that it's affected his eyes. And they have if you take a whole bunch of various drugs, it does affect the size of your eyeball and the way your eyes look and everything. And that's why they have him in sunglasses. Whenever he's appearing in front of the people, they put sunglasses on him.
Everybody needs to keep their powder dry. This isn't the time to expose. But if they steal this election... You've got to realize that there's nothing left for us at that point.
Then we don't have we'll just start. We'll go.
But if you try and form something to resist them, they will come after you.
The swamp's too big. But so we're going to go down fighting.
The FBI on you.
Yeah.
But at some point, if they steal this election, here we go.
Yeah. Hey, it's only me. It's only the Kimmer. How's it going? You know, don't forget to check out my goofy little website, thekimmershow.net, for all things Kimmer. Well, you still here? Go check it out. Come on.
You're listening to the Kimmer Podcast on Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. You're listening to the
Kimmer Podcast on Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3.
Hey, look out. It's only me. It's only the Kimmer. With Pete and Flounder, you know, you can contact the show if you really want to via thekimmershow.net. Now, here's something crazy. Let's see. Shower thoughts.
Oh, shower thoughts.
Pete Davis now with shower thoughts. Okay. I don't know what that means. Although I think I do some of my best thinking in the shower.
Before we do that,
yes.
Flounder just sent me something. Do you want to talk about this, Flounder?
Is it pretty disturbing?
Yeah, it is. It's disgusting.
So well, I was sent a tweet, breaking news.
Barbecue joint.
It's a barbecue joint that is now serving.
Actually, it's Aramark, which provides food to stadiums and stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So mass quantities. Yeah. Barbecue sandwich with Reese's Pieces butter cups and pulled pork.
Just stop doing this. Why are they doing this?
It's as bad as you think, too.
Oh, God. That's like that chocolate turd you sent on, put on Facebook. What the hell was that? Chocolate turd for breakfast. I think, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a chocolate turd.
What was that, banana something or other?
It was milk chocolate covered orange slices.
But made to look like, in the shape of a banana, and orange look like,
look like turds.
Like you'd already had it.
All right. Food Talk is a place where all these people who take photos of their food and brag about it, you know, how great they are with their food. So this woman put a picture of something that looks like carrots in a glass. And she goes, papaya, peach, pineapple, banana, spring water, maca powder, and raw honey, post-workout smoothie.
Oh, my God.
So Marcus couldn't bear that. So Marcus wrote back, obtuse, rubber goose, green mousse, guava juice, giant snake, birthday cake, large fries, chocolate shake.
That'll fix
it. Sounds kind of tasty. Not a hamburger.
Poetry.
Chicken. All right, shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
It's strange. You okay?
Yeah, right. I'm okay now.
All right. It's you're like Otis, you know, coming into
I don't know what
Mayberry
happens. After
something.
About 2 hours here, I just start making noises. Things come out of me.
It's strange that we have one. Okay, let me finish it. It's strange that we have one hand that can basically do everything, and then another that can't even hold a pencil.
That's right.
I'm ambidextrous, so I don't have that problem.
Are you totally actually
not
ambidextrous?
Not totally.
I do a lot of things left-handed. I took one of those tests. I was interviewing a guy on doing a TV news story once years ago, and it was like, you know, how do you open a door with your left or right hand? How do you wear scissors? There's like several different things you can take a test of what you normally would do and whether or not you're naturally left-handed or ambidextrous. I am partly left-handed. I'm right-handed, but I do a few things. I do three or four things left-handed.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, hello.
I don't think I want to know.
Not that.
I was born left-handed. My mother made me right-handed, and then I was about 9 or 10 years old. I found out I could bat from the left side better.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I started doing more things left-handed, but I'm predominantly right. I don't write left-handed.
I'll be damned.
But I can throw a ball almost as good.
I'll tell you, if I had a little league kid, if they were when I was teaching or daughter, I mean, you know, or softball girls, whatever, teach them batting, they would be hitting from both sides of the plate from the time they were 5 years old.
But that would hurt them in a sense, though, because it's very hard to get good at both. That's why it's so rare. It's very hard to be good at both because you don't have the same stance. You don't do the same way.
Well, it's the level
your
of your
eye's
eye,
not
your
as
eye
better.
Different, your,
my right eye's better, which is why I see better left-handed.
Yeah. But again, but it would give them the opportunity to find out if they have an ability or a possibility. Anyway, I would
put a baseball in their left hand.
I would also learn how to throw a ball the other arm.
Tennis
too.
Left-handed.
Yeah. Left-handed
because it freaks
rackets.
People. McEnroe, Nadal, it freaks the other opponent out. Left-handed.
Yep. Well, Phil Mickelson. Is a left-handed golfer, but he's right-handed.
I know.
His father taught him how to play golf by saying, stand in front of me and watch me and mimic my swing. So Mickelson had to do it looking at his father, facing him, which means he had to go using his left hand. He had to swing left-handed, and that's how he learned how to play golf. By mimicking his father. By the way, I know I was in the Little League game. I forgot to mention when I was talking about the kid, the thing that made me weep, comforting the pitcher. I still think it's wrong. They're throwing a lot of breaking balls. Yeah, you can't have a 10, 11, 12-year-old kids throwing breaking balls. Nope. curves and sliders. I mean, like every third pitch is a breaking ball. It's just we were banned. We were forbidden to even try to throw a curve.
They used to have it was the rule in the
league. Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, it was illegal. Anyway, just a thought.
When we were children,
yes,
our parents prevent us from playing video games. When we become parents, our children prevent us from playing video games. What is the one universal thing that every human on Earth has tasted?
Has tasted water?
Water. Very good there. Zoos are a place where animals can view humans for free.
That's true. We think it's the other way around, of course.
So here's a chick. She's a woke
chick. Sorry. Did you see the video that's making viral rounds of the gorilla?
The one that slides?
Sliding from the
cage. Turns his butt around?
Yeah. It's a gorilla, and he comes to meet the people outside his cage, and he comes sliding down on all fours, sliding like a sled down a mountain slope.
That's
pretty
funny.
That's
a great meme. For anything you disagree with somebody, say, here's what I think about that.
It was pretty funny.
All right, this woke chick decided she was going to get her oil changed.
Oh, boy.
She knows better.
Yeah.
So she whips in there and doesn't have what the reception she wants.
Yeah.
So Boss Princess tweeted, "Sexism is alive in America.
Oh, God.
I went to get an oil change, and all the white cis males laughed at me and told me to get lost. Probably jealous I drive a Tesla and they don't."
Yeah, here's your oil change.
And did you know?
Yes.
It's been 2,084 days since Arizona's last win over Arizona State in football.
Oh, well, there you are.
that's called rubbing it in just a little bit there.
I was at Arizona State, Frank Cush was the coach, and he was a maniac.
They
that place called Devil's Hill.
Badass.
They'd make
a
run up there in the summertime, and it went, Arizona.
Ran him out of the NFL. First of all, the first rule of naming something, you never ask the British public to do it.
You know, Bodie McBoatface.
The Royal Air Force has this new plane that flies around looking for submarines.
Okay. And Subchaser?
So they said, maybe Subchaser or something like that. No.
Here's
what they came up with, and they actually put it on the side of the plane. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny light gray anti-sub machine.
Which is an American song, of the bikini song, which the British, that's even funnier.
And finally, there's a way to look at life. How many times have you heard this?
Yes.
I'm looking at the night sky, and it makes me realize how puny and insignificant I am on the cosmic scale.
Just little me with all those stars and galaxies.
Or, I am the result of 14 billion years of cosmic evolution. I am a thermodynamic miracle. I am the waking universe looking back at itself.
That's a great way to look at it. It's true. And when you think that the light you're seeing actually started blazing billions of years ago, and it's getting here now.
If you're standing there and you see your shadow, you realize that that light traveled millions of years only for you to stop it 3 feet from its goal of hitting the ground.
I tell you, unbelievable. I want to do the Ronald Reagan thing. Can I do that? Our friend Anthony, I get a bunch of messages from Anthony, from a lot of people who send us stuff. And every once in a while, we get to play something on the radio. And I forwarded this to Flounder from Anthony. I miss Ronald Reagan. One of the things I miss about Ronald Reagan is he used to make me feel better when he showed that he was, just a decent, funny guy. You're about to hear a story that he tells, one of his famous Russian jokes, and just listen. It's too bad you can't see it while you're doing it. You could Google it on your own, but listen and think about Ronald Reagan and that kind of that smirky little smile he had on his face and that beautiful head of hair. Here is Ronald Reagan telling one of his famous Russian joke stories.
I've been collecting stories that are told in the Soviet Union by their people among themselves, which reveal they've got a great sense of humor, but they've also got a pretty cynical attitude toward their system. And I told this one, Bill, you'll have to hear it again. I told it in the car. I didn't tell this one to Gorbachev. there's a 10-year delay in the Soviet Union of delivery of an automobile. And only one out of seven families in the Soviet Union own automobiles. There's a 10-year wait. And you go through quite a process when you're ready to buy, and then you put up the money in advance. And this happened to a fella, and this is their story that they tell, this joke. That this man, he laid down his money, and then the fella that was in charge said to him, "Okay, come back in 10 years and get your car." And he said, morning or afternoon.
Wait for it.
And the fellow behind the counter said, well, 10 years from now, what difference does it make? And he said, well, the plumber's coming in the morning.
Again, this is Russian humor. There's another one. You want to play the second one? There's another one right after.
His joke setups are longer than yours.
Oh, I can't resist. I'm supposed to quit right here. Two of the five things that I just said, I don't know whether you know it or not, but I have a new hobby. I am collecting stories that I can actually prove are told among the Russian people. They make them up themselves. They tell them between themselves. Reveals they got a great sense of humor. And they've also got a little cynical attitude about things in their country. And one of these stories, the one I'm going to tell you, I told to General Secretary Gorbachev. And he laughed. The story was an American and a Russian arguing about their two countries. And the American said, look, in my country, I can walk into the Oval Office, I can pound the president's desk and say, Mr. President, I don't like the way you're running our country. And the Russian said, I can do that. The American said, you can? He says, yes. I can go into the Kremlin, to the General Secretary's office, pound his desk and say, Mr. General Secretary, I don't like the way President Reagan's running his country.
he used to make me feel better. You know, he just made me feel better. And
I was young and stupid and didn't appreciate him at the time. I voted for him in 84.
I don't think most people
did. I didn't appreciate him.
Well, you have to remember, he was an he did the 20 Mule Team Borax Theater.
And I totally bought into the media attacking him as an idiot.
Right, as an idiot actor who, you know, was a cowboy, you know, one for the Gipper guy.
And after 4 years in office, I took a look around and said, you know, things are going pretty well.
Well, remember, the media would say things like, when he said, well, you know, ketchup's a vegetable. And of course, then they said, well, if you get a serving of ketchup on your hamburger in your cafeteria at school, you've gotten your vegetable for the new, you know, and they just made, you know, the only good tree is a dead tree or something. Didn't he say something like that? I don't know. But again, they used to nail him. But you know, look at the facts. Again, it was like it's the Kennedy-Nixon debate. Look at the facts and without the surplus stuff, and you can't help but admire the accomplishments. Anyway. All right, look out. It's only me. It's only the Kimmer. In need of a Kimmer fix? Well, that's what she said. Head on over to thekimmershow.net and get all things Kimmer. It's right there on your actual fingertips.
You're listening to the Kimmer Podcast on Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.